Do you know, I like a bit of creative liturgy, so I found one, okay? So when I say, this is Jesus, you say, hey ho. Okay, right. This is Jesus.
Hey ho.
Oh, do it again. This is Jesus.
Hey ho.
And this is Julie. Thank you.
Logan, shall we do take two? Shall we try again? Yeah. Thank you. You're a star this morning. Okay, we'll swap sides. We'll go down that way. That's it. So the first one. So day after day, Jesus has been going around talking to people about his Father God, who's doing something new, something amazing. And he sent Jesus to bring this new thing into the world, which is the kingdom of God, where things are going to be completely different to how they were at that particular time. So Jesus even showed people what that new kingdom looked like. So he went around healing people who were sick and doing miracles, talking to them about the kingdom, what it would become. But most of the people actually refused to believe who Jesus was. And this is why he told the parable. So afterwards, as you saw, he took his disciples to one side and explained it to them to show that there will be four different ways that people respond, bless you, to his messages. Only one way, as we said, will lead to the results that Jesus wants to see. So this morning I've brought some sunflower seeds along because I love these sunflower seeds. They're amazing. So one seed, one tiny seed, and you get thousands of seeds on the plant afterwards. They're very, very productive. So the message is, the seed is God's message. It's got this huge power inside it to change our lives from the inside, but it needs that right environment to grow. So would you like to put some on there for me? This is supposed to be a paving slab. I couldn't manage to carry a big one, so we're doing a pretend. You just use your imagination. Okay, so there are the seeds of the kingdom. Would you like to try and blow them off now? That's really easy, isn't it? That's how easy they're just taken away. Either by Satan snatching it away or by it just being forgotten, bouncing off and having no result. So this parable, part of the parable, represents a closed heart, the hard heart, the heart that just doesn't want to hear. Most people that Jesus spoke to were like this. Sometimes we refuse to hear, don't we? The message bounces off before the Holy Spirit can help us understand it. And sometimes that's because we just don't want to do what God is asking us to do. We don't want to stop doing life our way because it feels good to do it. So we close our ears and the message gets taken away. That seed is just not going to grow in that environment. And it won't change us into the people that Jesus knows will spread the kingdom and take the message further. People who will do the same things that Jesus did and say the same things that Jesus said. So if we choose this path, we're going to end up being like one of the dead trees at the back, no fruit. Now this ground, the rocky one, is a tiny bit of soil on top of lots of rocks and gravel. It's pretty solid under there. There's nothing much can penetrate that. Would you like to put some seeds on there? See how far they sink down. A little bit. There's a little bit of room there for the seeds to grow their roots, but not much. Once they get to a certain depth, it's just rock, so water won't seep in, and there'll be no food there for them to grow. These plants will end up very short, very weak, and the minute you get some hot weather, they'll just fizzle out, and the rain will just bounce off. So this represents the shallow heart. It might look good on the outside, but there's no depth. This is when we can get excited about coming to church on Sunday, but by Monday, whatever was said, the message is gone. It never stays in us long enough to change us. And then when something bad comes along, we don't have those roots to keep us strong in faith. We haven't fed it, we haven't nurtured it, we haven't practiced it, we haven't used it. And if we want any plant to produce fruit or flowers or whatever, we have to keep feeding it and watering it. Faith with God is just the same. If we choose this path through the maze of life, again, we're going to end up with a tree with no roots. Now this one, imagine it, ooh, prickly plants. Can you plant a few in there? Scatter a few of these in there, Logan. Imagine that bowl is absolutely full of prickly thorns and seeds. It's quite hard to see the seeds amongst them in the first place. Do you think they're going to grow in that space that they've got there? It'd be quite hard, isn't it? So this represents a crowded and distracted heart. For young people, it may be there's too many hours spent on screen time, too many activities pushed into the day, always running from one thing to the next. It could be that friends put pressure on you to say, don't go to church, let's do this instead. Don't spend any quiet time with God, let's have fun instead doing this thing. That's got to be better, hasn't it? For adults, it's things like bills and stress and anxiety that can push into our lives. And the pull of trying to get better things in life, isn't it, is very strong. We work more hours to pay those bills, we work more hours to keep up with everyone else. And quite often we spend a lot of time on our phones. I do. I'll hold my hand up to that. Way too much time scrolling through a phone, which leaves less time and space for God. So those worries and distractions of life choke out God's voice. Go down this path in the maze of life, and I guess we'll end up at another tree without any fruit. But how about this one? Can you push the seeds right into that soil where there's space, Logan, please? Push them right in with your finger if you can, and then use some water. That's it, that's great. So this is a heart prepared by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like water. He softens our heart, digs out our worries, and helps us to grow deep roots so we can love and serve others. How do you make our hearts like this? Well, first of all, we've got to spend time with God. There's no shortcuts to this. There's no other way, I'm afraid. But we can ask for God's help, because God will always answer when you ask him. To help you hear what he says through the Bible, through talks when you come to church, through listening to things on podcasts, through Bible study with friends. But also for his help to put things into practice, what we learn, so that we live it out. And then we can find it easier to stay on track and we're not pulled off. When we respond in this way to God's message, then Jesus said we'll produce way more fruit than we can realise. Thank you, Logan. You can go and sit down. Thank you so much. So what does the fruit look like? What is the fruit in your life, you think, that Jesus is looking for? Well, I think it's doing the things that Jesus did. Being kind, helping others, being forgiving, putting others first, being generous with what you've got, and telling others about Jesus and how he makes a difference in our lives. Help him make that kingdom of God grow further in the community around us. All these are things that are seeds that we can sow into other people's lives that point them to Jesus. So when I'm sowing seed in my garden, I always go for the best soil. I always look for where's a good place to plant it. But actually, did you notice the farmer in the video didn't do that? He just scattered his seed everywhere. So God is not like that. He sends his seed to everyone. Everyone gets a chance to hear. Everyone gets a chance to be loved. So where's that winner of the Maltesers? Sarah, have you got your bag of Maltesers still? These are your lovely seeds for now. Do you think you can share them with as many people as possible around you? You can keep a couple for yourself, that's fine, because God's blessings are for you as well. But remember, not everyone will want one. Not everyone likes chocolate, believe it or not. I don't understand that, but not everybody does. But that's okay, just keep sharing them out. You can go around and offer them to the people who would like to take them. Most people love chocolate, don't they? And it's great to share something that we know is so good. But isn't having Jesus in our lives so much more valuable and great than having a bag of Maltesers you can share? Jesus can literally change your life now and for all eternity. Why wouldn't you want to share something special and amazing as that with everyone? So as Jesus as followers, he asks us to sow lots of seeds like that. Keep showing and telling others who he is and what he's like, and just leave the results with God. We don't need to worry what someone else's heart is like. We don't need to worry whether they're going to respond or not. Everyone is responsible for their own hearts. And it's not fixed like Sarah found in the activity first. It's possible to go from one path to another. Just because you're on the wrong one doesn't mean you can't change. Some people can resist coming to church for years and years and wanted to know God for a very long time, like I did. But just remember, what you said to them over the course of their lifetime are seeds. Even if they don't, you don't see them grow straight away, they can stay dormant for a very long time. We can't change somebody else's heart. The only heart we can change is ours. And part of the need for this parable is for us to think about, where are we now? What are our hearts like towards God? Are we on that right path? So while you're all enjoying Maltesers, we're going to have a little time to pray. A little quiet time with God to spend, just for you talking personally with him.